It's your boy Gerard Mayo, and we are back again. And today we're going to talk about edge or run force. You hear Bill Belichick talk about it all the time. We lost the edge there. The run force wasn't strong enough. And what does that mean? I'm going to tell you right now. So when you're talking about the edge of the defense, you're talking about the outside portion of the defense. And if you can't turn the ball back in, you're going to have running backs screaming down the sidewalk. And you ask, hey, what is the sidewalk? The sidewalk is this area right here. And anytime you get a running back who's running a 4-3 on the sidewalk, you better believe it's going to be a touchdown. So what do you have to do? You have to get someone to turn that ball back in. And anytime you're able to get that ball turned back in, the running back has to pitter-patter his feet and cut back into the teeth of the defense. You say, hey, what's the teeth of the defense? The teeth of the defense, that is when you get these big 300-pound defensive linemen running full speed towards this guy, cutting back into them. And it's going to be a lot of pain and a lot of tackling. So who can set the edge, or who is in charge of run force? So it could be a linebacker. It could be a defensive end. Or it could even be a corner or a safety. It doesn't matter. But everyone on the field has to know who's responsible for the edge. So when you hear, hey, it's cloud support, what does cloud support mean? It starts with a C. So you know it's your corner. Your corner is responsible for turning it back in. If you hear backer support, you know the linebacker is responsible for turning it back in. And if you hear easy support, you know a defensive end, E for end, is responsible for turning the ball back in. I just taught you a lot about the edge and a lot about the sidewalk and how to stop a good running back.